WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to another day of Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate the wild world of emotions. Because let's face it, sometimes they feel like a runaway roller coaster. Now, we all know that being in touch with our feelings isn't just some fluffy self-help trend. It's about building resilience, deepening your relationships, and becoming the best version of yourself. Think about it. When you're aware of what's going on inside, you can respond instead of reacting, like a calm captain steering through stormy seas. So today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing your emotions, because let's be real, sometimes those feelings can feel like they're running the show. But fear not, my friend, I've got 5 key takeaways that will help you take back the reins. First up, acknowledge it all. That's right, every single emotion, even the ones you might want to bury under a pile of paperwork or a 6-pack of your favorite beverage. We're talking joy, sadness, anger, frustration, the whole spectrum. Don't judge yourself for feeling what you feel. It's all valid, it's all part of being human. Ever felt that surge of anger after being stuck in traffic? Or maybe that wave of sadness when a good friend moves away? Accepting those emotions is the first step to understanding them. Second, identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, a particular situation, or even just a certain time of day? Once you know your emotional triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like having an early warning system. You see the red flag, and you're prepared to take action before things escalate. Third, name that emotion. This might sound simple, but putting a word to how you feel can make a world of difference. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try something more specific like, "I'm feeling anxious," or, "I'm feeling disappointed." Being precise with your language helps you understand the nuance of your emotions and allows for targeted coping strategies. Fourth, find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process our emotions, right? Instead of bottling them up or letting them explode, try channeling them into something positive. Go for a run, hit the gym, spend time in nature, paint, write, whatever helps you release those pent-up feelings in a constructive way. You know that feeling when you finish a workout and just feel so much lighter? That's your body and mind saying, thank you, for finding a healthy outlet. And finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember, we all make mistakes, we all have bad days, it's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, try offering yourself some understanding and support. You deserve it. Think about how you would talk to a good friend going through a rough patch, with empathy, encouragement, and maybe even a little humor. Treat yourself with that same kindness. Now, let me share a quick story. Imagine this. You're at work, presenting an important project to your team. You've put in countless hours, you feel confident, but suddenly, your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and you stumble over your words. Ever felt that? That's stage fright, a common emotion that can trigger feelings of anxiety and fear. But what if instead of letting those feelings take over, you acknowledged them, took a deep breath, and said to yourself, "Okay, I'm feeling nervous, but I've got this." By identifying your emotions and choosing how to respond, you can turn a potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage your emotions like a pro. Remember, being emotionally intelligent isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and using them as fuel for positive change. Keep practicing, keep growing, and most importantly, keep showing up for yourself. That's what real strength is all about. Until tomorrow, keep those emotions in check and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.